This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Bruchim Abayim. So today we're going to do something a little bit different. I've been wanting to do this since we started Perek Ha'orel. Perek Ha'orel began on Daf Ayin, and the subject of Perek Ha'orel is Bris Milah. And I think it's certainly worthy of our attention of why the subject of Arelos and Bris Milah appears in Masechta Yevamos. Would you have thought naturally that the subject of Bris Milah would be discussed in Masechta Yevamos more than any other Masechta? I mean, what does Milah have to do with Masechta Yevamos? Well, and here we have an entire perek dedicated to the laws of Arel and what constitutes Bris Milah. And for instance, on Daf Ayin Gimel, we discussed whether an Arel is allowed to have Maaser Sheni. I mean, Arel eating Maaser Sheni, does that seem to be relevant to Yibum? Arel that did Hazah, is that a natural subject? And then on the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara wanted to know whether why Klal Yisrael in the Midbar did not do the mitzvah of Milah. And on Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, it also discussed whether Priya was given to Avram Avinu or not. I mean, why is the subject of Milah discussed in Masechta Yevamos? So I think it's also worthy of our attention. We didn't get there yet, but Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis is the main sugya in Shas that speaks about the establishment of the Malchus Beis David, namely David HaMelech, whether David is Roy Lavei B'Kahal. That's the Gemara about Amoini V'loi Amoinis, Mayavi V'loi Mayavis. So A, what does that have to do with Yevamos? And specifically, why is that in Perek Ha'orel, the Perek about Bris Milah? So again, question number one is, why is there an entire perek dedicated to Bris Milah in Masechta Yevamos? Number two, why is the subject of David HaMelech and his lineage discussed in Yevamos? And specifically, why is it discussed in Perek Ha'orel? And I refer you back to something that I once spoke out. I'm going to bring it up here. And I've spoken it out, but I don't think I've ever shown it inside, so I want to read it, and I think this will give us a very different kind of perspective on Yevamos. And the reason I saved it for this week is because I think it's very connected to this week's Parsha. Parsha's Lech Lecha. So here we go. This comes from the Sefer Maasei Roikach of Rabbi Lezer of Amsterdam, who wrote a Perosh on the Mishnah, somewhat Alpi Kabbalah, and here he says something very interesting. He says, "Kvar nemru harbei tamim al shehischo Rabbeinu Hakadosh b'masech dazu shelachayra haya meharoi lahakdim masech kedushin uksubis." In other words, the question is that why would Rebbe begin Seder Nashim with Yevamos? Why would you begin Seder Nashim with Yevamos? First, you have to talk about a marriage and a ksuba, and that could bring to Yibum. But if you don't have kedushin, there'll never be a situation of Yibum. So, first of all, logically, you know, in sequence, first comes Kedushin, then comes Yibam. Secondly, in terms of frequency, certainly first should come Kedushin. Yibam is a quite unusual circumstance. Why would Rebbe begin Masechta Seder Nashim with Masechta Yevamos? And then he says, why is it called Yevamos? I think what he means is, why plural? Why Yevamos? It should be Yevama. Third of all, why female? It should be called Yavam or Yevamim. Why Yevamos? So that's a lot of questions. Why does Rebbe begin Seder Nashim with Yevamos? Why is it called Yevamos Lashon Rabim? Why is it called Lashon Nekeva? V'gam al ha-haschala, HaMasechta Chamesh Esrei Nashim, why does it start? Oh, there are 15 women that ponder their tzara. First, don't you need to tell me what the dinim of Yibam and Chalitza are before you jump into how an erva ponders a tzara? And he wants to know why there are 16 prakim. And the first letter of each perek, if you add up all the prakim of the 16 prakim, it's gematria 370. And if you add up all the soife oisiois, it's 427. Also, by the way, why are the laws of pru-revu here? Why are the laws of procreating in Masechta Yevamos? Isn't that interesting? Wouldn't you think pru-revu should be in Kedushin? Why is it in Masechta Yevamos? He says like this, V'nir lani yazdaiti de Rebbe de Asi mi David. Rebbe was a descendant of David, as Gemara says in Shabbos and Vav. So he began Seder Nashim l'chvoidei shel David. And this will answer all these questions, because we know that the foundation of David HaMelech was Yehuda, who began with the mitzvah of Yibum. And he said, Ta'oinein, ba el eisha sachicha, v'yabe moisa. And that's the Iker mitzvah, but Hashem orchestrated it, that Oinein didn't do the mitzvah, that Yehuda himself did the mitzvah. The Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Vayeshev, Vatasar Bigdei Almanusa, train Nashim Havu, Diminau Ismini Zarad Yehuda. There are two women that built the family of Yehuda, Vaasu Minayu, and from them came David Malka Ushleima Malka, David Amelech and Shleimai, Umalka Mashicha. Ve'elein train Nashim Da, Kigavna De Da. Here are these two women, Tamar and Rus. Malchus was based, David was built on Tamar and Rus. Demisu Ba'alayu Bekadmesa, that their husbands died. And they made efforts. Tamar made efforts with her father-in-law. And Rus made efforts with Boaz. So basically, and the Maaser Rekach says, the inyan is, the secret of Yibam is to be Masakein the Neshama of the Mace, beside a Gilgal. And because the concept is that the deceased will find rectification if the Yavam produces a son. So therefore, Lachin Ka'amar Kan, Me'achar, that Tamar and Rus and Yehuda, since Tamar and Rus saw that Yehuda and Boaz were not advancing toward the mitzvah of Yibam, so they did. Therefore, the mitzvah is called by the Yavama, not the Yavam. Because Tamar and Rus, they saw that Boaz and Yehuda were not advancing toward the mitzvah, so they took the initiative. Therefore, the Bas Kol cried out, Mimenu Yatsa Advarim. Now, Rebbe revealed all this in this Masechta. It's called Yevamos, Lashon Rabim, Lashon Akeva. Lashon Rabim for these two women. Because whatever they did in the secret of Yibam. And Yevamos, watch this. So it's Lashon Nekeva to show the focus, the emphasis is on Tamar and Rus. It's Lashon Rabim to show there were two women involved. And look at the word Yevamos. Yud, Yehuda, Bez, Boaz, Tuf, Tamar is the first letter of Tamar. And the last letter of Rus. Mem Vav are the middle letters of Tamar and Rus. Mem is the middle letter of Tamar, Vav is the middle letter of Rus. And so far, we have Tamar and Rus. We have the Tuf from Tamar, the Tuf from Rus, the Vav from Rus, and the Mem from Tamar. So we have from Tamar the Tuf and the Mem. We have from Rus, the Vav and the Tuf. Now we're just missing the two reishes of Rus and Tamar. The two reishes add up to Tuf. So basically, the word Yevamos is Rashi Tevos, Yehuda, Boaz, Rus, Tamar. And that's why it has 16 prakim. Because Yehuda, Vitamar, Boaz, and Rus have 16 letters. And that's why it begins, Chamesh Esrei Nashim. Because the gematria of Chamesh Esrei Nashim is 1,324, which is the same as Besoid Tamar Verus. And this answers the first Tosfos in the Masechta. Tosfos says it should say 15 Arayos, not 15 Nashim. The answer is because the reason why it says Nashim is to get this gematria of 1,324. Now, the Rashi Tevois of all the various prakim are 370, plus the 16 prakim is 386, is gematria David ben Yishai. 370 im HaKoilim is Mashiach and David. Bottom line is, the whole choice of this Masechta as being first in Seder Noshim is in order to establish the source of Malchus Beis David, namely that they came from Rus and Tamar. We may add that we once discussed in Ashir that there are other steps in the creation of Malchus Beis David that required Yibum, namely Kalev ben Yefune and his brother. There was a Yibum involved there as well. And I believe we could say that's why the subject of Pruravu appears in Masechta Yevamos. And that is because the Gemara says, Ein ben David ba ad sheyichla kol hanashama shebaguf. That Mashiach will not come until the mitzvah Pruravu has been fulfilled to its extent. And therefore this is the appropriate Masechta, which speaks about the establishment of Malchus Beis David, to speak about Pruravu. And now let's come back to the subject we started with. Why is Bris Milah, why is there an entire perek about Bris Milah in Masechta Yevamos? And why is the establishment of David HaMelech, as we're going to get to in about two blot, Davka and Perek Ha'arel? And I believe we could say as follows. There is an incredible comment of the Zayar on this week's parsha. The Zohar says it's found in Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis in the old print. The Zohar says when the brothers encountered Yosef, Ayomer Yosef el Echav, Geshu na Eli, come close, and they came close. And he said, Ani Yosef Achicha Ha'oira Vichai. Why did Yosef want them to come close? Says the Zohar, when Yosef said, Ani Yosef Achichem, they wondered, because they saw he was a melech. And they wondered, how is he Zoicha to Malchus? And Yosef explained, he said, come close, and he showed him that he had Mila. And someone who preserves the Kedusha of Mila is Zoicha to Malchus. Because if someone is a melech over themselves and their own desires, then that warrants Malchus. And David, Yosef showed the brothers, Geshu no Eli, Achsi luhu hai kaima de Mila. He showed he fulfilled Mila. That's why I'm a Melech. And they got it. Oh, we understand now. Now that you have Mila, we understand where the Malchus comes from. But there's another situation. Where do we learn this from? Says the Zohar. Says Zohar, man de noter lahai ois kiyama. Anyone who guards the ois of Mila, Malku is natrosle. Malchus is preserved for them. Minolan mi Boyaz. When Rus was laid by the feet of Boyaz, Boyaz didn't make a move. He said, Chai Hashem, I swear by God. Shechvi ad aboiker, lay here till the morning. To have a mekatrig le Yitzre. The Yitzhahara began to instigate against Boyaz. Until he made a shvua that he won't violate Bris Milah. Says the Zohar, begin kach, zacha, denafku, mine malchin. Boyaz was zoicha to malchus, because when Rus came that evening, he didn't do anything. And that is why Malka Meshicha comes from Boyaz. The Zohar continues, Pasach idoch v'yomar k'sivim tachene olay machene. Bezois ani boitech. What's bezois? Bris Milah. Like it says, Zois ois habris, Zois brisi. So the Zohar is teaching us that Malchus is dependent on guarding Bris Milah. And through the Kayach of Bris Milah, one is Zoicha to Malchus. Where do we see that? From Yosef HaTzadik, who preserved the Bris Milah, and therefore he was Zoicha to Malchus, and that's why when the brothers could not believe Yosef was a Melech, What did he do? He said, "Come, Geshuna Eli Vayigashu." And we learned this from Boaz, where Boaz said, "Shichvi Ad HaBoker." Is it any wonder then, in this week's parsha, in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Vav, God says, "Ani Kel Shakai." His halach lefanai veheyei samim veetna brisi ani hine brisi itach ah vehifreisi oischa b'maid maid unesadilam umelachim imachayitzeyu. God says to Avram in Parshas Lech Lecha, keep the bris, and if you keep the bris, kings will come from you. Is that a coincidence that God says keep the bris and king? No, we learn from the Zayar that in the zchus of bris mila, in the zchus of shmiras habris, kedushas habris, one is zoichet to malchus. Is there any wonder then that if the whole purpose of Masechta Yevamos, coming first in Nashim, is to sort of establish the roots of malchus based David, the roots of malchus, namely Yevamos, Tamar, and Rus. So now, if you want to know, and in what zchus did David come from? And what zechus did Malchus Beis David come from? So we have Perek Ha'arel, in the zechus of Bris Mila. As the Zohar says, we learn from Yosef, we learn from Boaz, in the zechus of Mila, one is zeichet to Malchus. And maybe that is why, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, the establishment of the lineage of David, specifically comes in Perek Ha'arel, the Perek about Bris Mila. And maybe that's also why in the beginning of the Masechta, we learn out Yibum, from Mila. Interesting, we learn that from Mila. Now, once we're on that subject, and we're discussing this pasuk of Umalachim Mimacha Yetzeyu, first of all, it's very interesting that in Parshas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu, what does he do before this? He goes to rescue Lot from the four kings. Now, why is Avraham Avinu so busy with Lot? Lot, he turned off. He went to Sodom. He stole land of Canaan that didn't belong to him yet. Why is Avraham Avinu risking his life to save Sodom? And Chazal basically tell us that Avraham Avinu recognized that in Lot lay dormant the Malchus based David. And Avraham Avinu needs to rescue Lot, not for Lot per se, but for that which would come out from Lot, Matsasi David Avdi. So it comes out pretty amazing that after Avraham rescues Lot, we find in the Psukim, number one, that they gather together and what do the Psukim say? Vayetze melech Sodom lekrasai acharei shuva me'akos etgar lo'emer el emek shavei hu emek hamelech. Rashi says, why emek hamelech? Rashi says, all the nations of the world gathered together and they proclaimed Avraham as king over them. So interesting, as so to speak, in the aftermath of Avraham rescuing Lot from the four kings, all the nations of the world gathered together to proclaim Avraham as king of the world. Why was that, so to speak, the reward to Avraham, that Avraham rescued Lot, so now they're making Avraham melech? But according to our understanding, it's very beautiful. Avraham went to rescue Lot to save Malchus Beis David, to preserve Malchus. So Mida Keneged Mida, Avraham Avinu is risking his life to preserve the Malchus. Therefore, he is rewarded and awarded that to be a melech over the world. Furthermore, in the aftermath, God says that you wanted to rescue Lot to preserve the Malchus. Umelachim mimacha yetzeyu, those Malachim that you rescue from Lot, they're going to come from you. In other words, Avraham thought he was being Moser Nefesh to save the Malachim that were going to come from Lot. God says, those Malachim that you're going to save from Lot, I'm going to make it an orchestra that they're going to come from you. Now, where did God give Avraham this nevuah of Melachim Mimacha Yetzeyu? So an amazing sefer is called Niflois Mitaras Hashem. And he says that we find that Avram Avinu had traveled to Hebron, and we don't find that he moved away from Hebron. After that, in Bereishis Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches, it says Vayel Avram. And we don't find that he moved away from there. And that means then that when God told Abraham, He told him that nevuah in Hebron. Amazingly, many hundreds of years later, David HaMelech was coronated in Hebron. First by the Shevet Yehuda, and then by the Aseret HaShvatim. And David even asked God, God, where should I go to be coronated? And God told him a few times, make sure you go to Hebron. And the Sefer Neflois Mitaras Hashem tells us that there's a principle in prophecy that in the very location where prophecy is stated, that is where the prophecy is fulfilled. So since God told Avraham, U'melachim mimecha yetzeyu, standing in Hebron, in the streets of Hebron, on the stones of Hebron, God wanted those streets and those stones and those trees that heard the words from God emanate, U'melachim mimecha yetzeyu, they should see the fruition of that nevuah take place in Hebron, and that is why David HaMelech was always coronated in Hebron, and even Avshalom, when he wanted to usurp the melucha, he also said, I have to do it in Hebron. Hebron is the city of Malchus. It is no wonder then that Hebron was also the city that Avraham had the Bris Milah. Because Bris Milah and Malchus go hand in hand. And it's quite remarkable. Rav Moshe Wolfson points out that who gave Avraham the advice over Bris Milah? Mamre. Now Mamre was not the greatest of all of Avraham's friends. Usually they're listed as Oner, Eshkol, and Mamre. And Oner and Eshkol did not advise Avraham about the Milah. Only Mamre advised him about the Milah. Why is that? So Rav Wolfson explains, because Mamre lived in Hebron. And Hebron is the city of Milah. There's a concept that every city in Eretz Yisrael is intertwined with a specific chelek of Torah. And Hebron is intertwined and connected to the mitzvah of Milah. And therefore Mamre had a specific insight into the mitzvah of Milah that his friends did not have. And because the city of Hebron is connected to Milah, that is why the city of Hebron is the city of Malchus. That is why David HaMelech was coronated in the city of Hebron. It's interesting, when Avraham Avinu bought Ma'aras HaMachpelah, it says, Vayakam Sedei Ephraim, Rashi says, the field had an elevation because it left the hands of a Hedyot and it went to the hands of a Melech. Why is Rashi pointing out that the field had an elevation because it left the hands of a Hedyot and it went to the hands of the Melech? Why are we calling Avraham a Melech in this context? The answer is because if he's getting Hebron, and Hebron is the city of kings, then what's most appropriate is that Hebron lay and rest in the hands of a Melech. That's why Avraham Avinu is specifically referred to as a Melech in this context. Now, let me just... Rav Wolfson points out that this nevuah of U'melachim imecha yetzeyu in Parshas Lech Lecha is specifically found in the sixth aliyah, which is Yisoid. Yisoid, of course, is connected to Milah. The sphere of Yisoid, which is six, is connected to Milah. Right? Yosef guarded his Milah. That is why Yosef is gematria six times Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yosef is 6 times 26. Because Yosef is the ultimate Milah, the ultimate Yisoid. And that's why Yosef, what garment was he given? Yosef was given Bigdei Sheish, six. So Mila and Malchus go hand in hand. One who guards the Mila is Zoyche to Malchus. Let's just add one little nakuda, and with that we'll conclude. But I think this gives us a clear insight into why Perek Ha'arel is a Masechta Yevamos, and why David's lineage is specifically found in Perek Ha'arel. There's an important Tosis also relevant to this week's Parsha, and that is, the Gemara says on the words, Ve'ezcha l'goy gadol, ve'avarecha, ve'agad lo shemecha, Zeh she'oimrim alekei Avram, Zeh she'oimrim alekei Yitzchak, Zeh she'oimrim alekei Yaakov. Now the Gemara says a rule. Any bracha that doesn't have Hashem's name is not a bracha. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem Amud Beis, any bracha that doesn't have Malchus is not a bracha. So Tosfos in Brachas Daf Mem Amud Beis asks that the first bracha of Shemona Esrei also doesn't have Malchus. It's just Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu, but it doesn't say God is Melech HaOlam. And Tosfos says that by saying Elokei Avraham, that's Malchus, because Avraham Avinu was Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the world. And because Avraham was Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the world, saying the words Elokei Avraham is a way of saying Malchus. By the way, the Chida in this week's Parsha has a beautiful remez to Tosfos. Tosfos says, what's the Malchus? Elokei Avram is Malchus. So how does the Pasuk end? It says, Ve'ezcha l'goy gadol, Rashi says, Zeh she'oimrim elokei Avram. Ve'avarechecha, Zeh she'oimrim elokei Yitzchak. Ve'agad lo shemecha, Zeh elokei Yaakov. But Ve'heyei bracha, Rashi says, Ve'heyei bracha means, we'll end off Magen Avraham, not Magen Yitzchak and Magen Yaakov. But says the Chida, according to Tosfos, Ve'heyei bracha means, even though we're going to say, like, Avram, like, Yitzchak, like, Yaakov, Ve'heyei bracha, you're going to make it into a bracha. Because only Elokei Avram is like Malchus. So Elokei Avram makes it into a bracha. Ve'heyei bracha, you'll make it into a bracha. Not Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So Avraham Avinu was Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Avraham Avinu was doing in fulfilling Lech Lecha. So this whole parsha, Avraham Avinu, is being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's only appropriate, Mida Keneged Mida, what is Avraham Zoyche to in this parsha? He's Zoyche to Malchus. Namely, Emek Shaveh, Hu Emek HaMelech, the whole world got together and proclaimed Avraham as a Melech. And, U'malachim Mimacha Yetzeyu, Avraham Avinu is promised that through the mitzvah of Mila, he will be Zoyche to Malchus. Okay, so those are just some thoughts on the inyan of Bris Mila in Masechta Yevamos, in the context of Yevamos setting up the Malchus Beis David. Some of this we've said before, some of it is new. Okay, Rabbosai, Bez Hashem, tomorrow night, Daf Ayin Dalet, I believe. Ayin Dalet, and we're inching closer to Ayin Vav, the big page of Yevamos. Okay, everyone, thanks for joining. Bracha v'atzlacha. Have a great day. Kol tov.
Thank you. Shalach.
Brach to you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.